One of the really striking things that the media has been commenting on since the election of Pope Francis has been his humility and joyful simplicity, from the way that he was photographed paying his hotel bill just after his election, to his choice to stay in simpler accommodation and travel in second-hand cars, and more recently during his visit to Rio de Janeiro for the World Youth Day, in his visit to one of the most violent favelas, and then a refugee detention center. In all of these things, Francis has preached and demonstrated to the world the simplicity and poverty of Jesus, both by his lifestyle and also by his words. Of course, our Lord Jesus did much the same thing during his lifetime. Rather than only telling us the right way to live and move and have our being, he demonstrated the way to live in true freedom. In the Gospel today from Luke chapter 14, we are first told that it is a Sabbath day, and that Jesus has gone for a meal in the house of one of the leading Pharisees. In this Gospel of Luke, Jesus seems to either be on the way to a meal, at a meal, or coming from a meal, and always he is being watched and scrutinized. Observing the way that the guests at the meal were pushing themselves forward to take the places of honor, he tells the story of an embarrassing scene at a banquet, where a guest takes the highest place, only to discover that someone more important, who of course arrives fashionably late, has also been invited. It is a simple observation that Jesus makes, and yet one that clearly continues to challenge us. The witness that Pope Francis continues to make is challenging everyone, both inside and outside the church, to live in a much more simple way. In other words, he's challenging us to simply live more like Jesus. Perhaps part of the challenge is indeed to make room at our table for the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Perhaps today we are being challenged to make room for the refugees and the asylum seekers. When will they find a place of welcome in our country and our homes? This is Father Richard Healy from St. Paul's in Camden. Grace and peace.